Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name's Kyle. Welcome to Kylie's Conversations. Today, paranormal. On Kylie's Conversations, the conversation begins right now. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, whoever not believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Just kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. I'm going to go back to my roots. On Kylie's Conversation today, we're going to talk about the paranormal and, you know, anywhere from UFOs, USOs to ghosts. And one thing I'm going to bring up on is something I brought up on my second show I ever did, Taken Why Me, Dan Explained 2. And I was privileged to have the guest on the show, Chris Augustine. And he does a UFO website. And around that time, the Vatican came out with that you could believe in God and extraterrestrials and wouldn't conflict your beliefs. And we were talking about, like, dude, I mean, because I was kind of trying to get some insight out of him. He's like, what's your show? And I'm like, well, you know, and I'm like, well, okay, and I'm just trying to get some insight from you and what you think, because I kind of feel like they know something. They know, you know, I mean, you look at these people that, because I belong to the Self-Hunter Club, and they have people that have been to heaven or hell, and in the process of doing that, you find out that, you know, they've had, like, different experiences, but they've all said they've gone to heaven or hell. And some people now are pastoral directors or ministers who are atheists. And because of their experiences, especially if they've ever seen the show Haunting, excuse me, there are people that were 100% non-believers in anything. And ever since they left that house, she goes, I don't know what to believe, because I was brought up as a Catholic, and now my beliefs are so changed because I think everyone has a piece of the puzzle, but no one has it all. And she might be right, you know, that if you take what Baptists believe and what Catholics believe and what Protestants believe and all put it together, you know, we are more closer than, that's why I hate these people that sit there and go, well, you don't really, you're Catholics, you don't really believe in God, and I'm like, why can't we come together on what we have in common instead of what we don't? Because imagine if they come out and say, yep, we've known about extraterrestrials even before Roswell, we've had craft. We just didn't know what their agenda is or whatever, so we tried to figure out, whatever their excuse is. And you sit there and you go, wait a minute here, okay? Now that we know that extraterrestrials exist, our world would shrink because we would hopefully come together as a race of humans. That's why I get so tired when people are like, oh, you don't like Obama, so you're racist. No, I look at this as a human being, you know. I think if they need to come out with the fact that they know that there's a base on the one side of the moon, and that there's, I mean, my dad was in the Coast Guard, President's Honor Guard, and I don't talk about a lot of stuff he says. If it was classified or whatever, then it's classified. We'll tell you what a lot of people have known. Okay, you look at some of these Mars photos, and the photography is okay. But if they've had since the 60s the technology to be able to look at a dollar bill from space and see that you signed that dollar bill, then why are these photos not that great quality? How are they not that good a quality of photo if they've had the technology to see a dollar bill from space where they can see you signed it? So it's just one of those things that makes you wonder. If anyone would like to call in and chime in on this subject, you can call in. The guest line is 718-305-6950. And basically, you know, I've always been fascinated. I mean, Unsolved Mysteries was like an eye-opener for me. Some people say, you know, Chariot to the Gods, which is a great book. And the one thing I hate about Chariots of the Gods is everyone's is because people say, well, Ernest von Däniken said, and Ernest von Däniken said, and he said this, and read the book. It had as many questions, it probably left you with more questions than answers. Well, and so like recently they had this thing, and when they had this thing come up, and it was in L.A., they had this huge stone that they were going to move to this like natural museum of art. And when they were moving the stone, they had to build a special trailer, and it had like 18, like, it had like, I don't know what you would call them, like had like suspensions, and it like with like four tires on each, and it was like this specially built trailer to move this stone. And this guy goes, well, I saw what it took and what we had to do to move this little rock, to move this rock, this huge rock. This rock is like a, compared to some of the stones that are out there in some of these great megalithic structures on Earth, and these structures on Earth are basically, these structures on Earth are basically huge. This structure, this stone here is like 40 times this pebble. And we knew how this pebble, what it took for them to take this pebble from one part of LA to another. How did they move this stone that's 40 times that size, 8 times its weight? How did they move it? How did they get it up that hill? How did they do that? And it makes you wonder, you know, did they figure out something? I mean, there's, if you ever watch that Ancient Alien show, you cannot sit there and say, okay, there's not one shred of basis. Everything they say, there's nothing that they have said that can be, that has any truth to it. You look at what they say, okay, this looks like a spacesuit. There's these cave drawings that look like this is in what we would deem a extraterrestrial of today, with almond eyes, you know, like those people that do the craniums. There are people that have, they found skulls with extended craniums, and there are people that, in one of these countries, they do what's called cranial binding, and they bind their cranium and extend their cranium. Why did they do that? Was it to mimic the gods? But when you think about, the one thing they can't explain is there were two different cultures doing the same thing that were nowhere near each other. I mean, it'd be like being in Lafayette, Indiana, where I live, and being in, you know, Melbourne, Australia, you know, 400 years ago when, or 500 years ago, 600 years ago, when travel wasn't like it is now, and doing the same thing as someone else, and going, wait a minute here. How do you explain two different people who never met each other doing the same type of weird-ass thing, cranial binding? You know, so it makes you think. It really does. I mean, I was watching a special one time, because I watch a lot of these, and there was one on, like, if you look at some of these quotes from the Bible and different things, you know, all religions are the same. It's one guy with maybe a different name coming down from the heavens, and you know, on the chariot in the sky, and you know, and if you go to some of these countries, they believe that their ancestors had fights on these like flying carpets called vimanas. And one guy, it's hilarious. A couple of them go, you know, if I wasn't talking about extraterrestrial and you know, ancient aliens and their culture, I'd be without a job, because they believe that. They believed that they were in like a magic carpet and they were fighting in the sky. But it's, oh, it can't be. I mean, oh, you can't believe in God and extraterrestrials. Why not? Why not? Like, he only made us as a civilization. God can't create more than just us. I mean, it's just ludicrous. It's just heresy. I mean, you know, like, Roswell was a closed base. But, oh, Jesse Marcel Sr., he misidentified a weather balloon. I mean, he had high top security clearance. Some of those people on that base were the, had some of the most highest security clearances of the day. They were involved because that was where like the atom bombs and stuff were kept. I mean, this was major. You weren't just nobody. And they're going to misidentify a weather balloon, even though they had, like Jason Marcello Sr. Had the technology by, okay, here's your certificate that says you can now be a federal inspector of kitchens and restaurants. Here's your inspection right here that says that you've got a degree to be able to inspect kitchens and restaurants. Well, this restaurant should have been shut down because they had all this raw chicken sitting above raw vegetables. And you don't do that because the raw vegetables underneath could get dripped on from the beef juices or the chicken juices. That's a sanitation item. How did the sanitarian not catch that? He passed a federal inspection exam. You know, these people had all the certification to identify everything they said it was. They didn't misidentify it. It goes back to the old thing of, we took this lady for 1 month and had her smoke. Look at her throat, doctor. What do you notice? Nothing. So no matter how bad tobacco is, you have to take it in a grain of salt, even if there's a million people that say smoking tobacco is bad. This one doctor said that he studied this lady's throat for a month or 6 months while she smoked, and he found nothing wrong with her throat. But I guarantee you, if you cut it open, you'd vomit if you saw her lungs. But, oh, you know, God forbid, you know. This doctor said, you know, smoking's good. It don't matter if he's telling it. Why do you think they always have these people on these things? Because I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter, and they have all these people on these shows that are like, well, man, if you legalize marijuana, you're just going to have so much more violence. There's no justification. They have no anything to back up what they're saying. But because he said it, you have to, he puts that shadow of doubt in people's minds. Well, what if there is more violence? No, there's violence now because you can't sit there and go, hey, officer, this dude stole my weed. I want to take him to court. It's illegal. You can't. That's why they fight. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And when you have people that, like, have a degree to be able to identify this stuff, and they still, oh, well, he screwed up. It was a weather balloon, you know. I mean, see, what you don't realize, folks, is this girl had a birthday, and she released helium balloons with LEDs in them, and that's what we saw. And then you get all these people that were like, wait a minute, I saw this object come down. It was one object, not many. And it came down. And you said this release of the helium balloons was at 9 o'clock at night when I saw this thing at 8:30, way half an hour before. You know, these people saw this object at 7. So there's an hour and a half before, 2 hours before that stuff happened, before your explanation is. And they basically, they make an explanation that does not make sense, but you never question it. It's like, okay, yep, there's a Boeing 747 with Christmas lights on it, yep, okay. And you have to believe it, because even though it doesn't even make sense, you know, but it's just, I've always been fascinated by stuff like this, you know, like I've seen ghosts, and it wasn't until like Unsolved Mysteries, and I'm like, I never ran to, oh, Mom, look, you know, I've seen things in the sky that defy my knowledge of physics. I mean, I haven't said this in the show, but I've said it in my past paranormal shows, that when you look at UFO, what does it stand for, unidentified flying object? What does that mean, extraterrestrial? Because so many people are like, oh, yes, you believe in UFOs, I'm like, well, you can tell me that you've never seen anything in the sky you can't explain, whether it's a plane or whatever, you can't identify it? You might be able to identify it as a plane, but there's times where I'll see, like, a dot in the sky. I'm like, what the heck is that? And as it gets closer, I'm like, okay, that looks like a Piper Aero 3, you know, whatever. It's a plane. I can tell that. You know, but when you see things that, when you see two dots in the sky and one dot gets closer and closer and the one dot looks like it went right into where the other dot was and no explosion or nothing, just makes you wonder, like, what the heck? I've seen things like that where I'll see, like, two stars, it looks like. And one's moving like 5 miles an hour, and one's moving 8 miles an hour, and the one that's behind it's moving 8 miles an hour, and they come together. And it just makes you wonder, what was it? It's unidentified. Doesn't mean it's from outer space. But, you know, and it's just one of those things that when you look at life, I saw this thing on YouTube, and it shows Pluto, and it's like a dot, and it shows Earth as this huge ball. Then it shows Earth as this tiny dot, and it shows Jupiter like three times the size the Earth was. Then it shows Jupiter as a dot, and it shows the Sun like four times the size of what Jupiter was. Then it shows the Sun as a dot, and then it shows this other thing like 20 times the size of the Sun, and it just shows you like, it's basically explaining how tiny we are. Like, we're like a atom on the thumbnail of a giant being. We're nothing. You know the song, the number 7 song from Kansas, the highest topping chart, Dust in the Wind, was actually written, it was a guitar picking exercise. And it was written because the words came from the guitarist and lead vocalist was reading a book about this Native American said that compared to everything else in this universe, we're just dust in the wind. We're nothing. And it's true. I mean, it's just, you know, when are they going to finally say, hey, you know what, we're grown up enough to deal with this. I mean, there's a thing, I've been trying to find out, and if I do another paranormal show, I'll bring it up. There's a thing, it was like in the 50s and early 60s, there were people in Italy that were in contact with extraterrestrials. And some of these people were like very high up scientific people that if this was a hoax or a lie, they'd be putting their reputation on the line, big time. And he said, like, oh, we were basically saying, okay, come out at this time, and you can film these. And there's old, like, black and white, like, Super 8 film of these objects flying around that they filmed and were able to take photos of. And I said that they don't reveal themselves because we're not ready to handle the truth, that we're not alone, that we're, that we're not the only people here. I mean, if you think about it, you would have been killed in the 1600s around Christopher Columbus time if you believed that the Earth was not the center of our universe. We know now that's a lie. We're not the center of the universe, but you would have been killed for having a belief that wasn't like that back then. You know, it's funny how if you go back to, like, ancient civilizations, there's evidence that they knew that the Earth was not round and that they actually had a very vast knowledge of our solar system. How can people 2,000 years ago have a very vast knowledge of our solar system, or even 10,000 years have a vast knowledge of our solar system, but when Christopher Columbus was alive, they were afraid to have him. There, some people were afraid to go on the boat because they were afraid that they thought the world was flat and they were going to fall off. Okay, you're going to go to the edge of the ocean and fall off if you're Christopher Columbus in his day, but 4,000 years before those people through their cave drawings and their writings explain, and you can tell that they have a very, very, very vast knowledge of our solar system and our universe. How can they have such a vast knowledge of our solar system if people in the future don't? Like I tell people, we have made such an advancement in technology in the last 200 years that we haven't made that technologically jump since ever. We've gone, I mean, you'll go 10,000 years from being cavemen to being semi-primitive, and in 100 years, now we have iPhones and laptops, and it's just, how? How have we made that technological jump so fast in the last 150 years when 700 years from that point prior, from like 1800 back, technology didn't even improve that much? So it just makes you, I try to make people think. You make up your own mind. I don't, you know, if they were just building airplanes at Area 51, they'd be able to show us. I mean, when you think about some of these, like SO-71 Blackbirds, and the fact that when those get shown to the public, it's basically like an unveiling of what we had, not what we're using, what we had. You know, and I get accused of this a lot, but I go, like, when I talk about paranormal, I might jump across the gamut and talk about many different things, but it's all in the paranormal realm, so you understand, whether it's UFOs, UFOs, you know. But you think about when they, you know, like in MacGyver, they had a computer system on that one thing where, like, it was like a brain, and it could do stuff, and it could, like, opening up the doors, setting the alarm. Hi, Mrs. Patterson, how are you today? You know, and the one episode, like, the computer kind of went haywire, and, you know, they got locked in, and it thought they were criminals, and it tried to kill them, and MacGyver had to save the day. But my point is about the thing is, you look at stuff like that, you never hear about stuff like that now. I mean, there are things that, like, okay, if they had that kind of technology back then, though it was primitive, what do they have now? You know, I mean, when you kind of look at things like, okay, it's just, I look at iPhones and computers and stuff just in awe, just because of how far we've come in the last 100 years when, you know, the last 1,000 years before that, we hardly made any leaps and bounds at all in technology. So, but, you know, like I always stress, you know, a UFO means an unidentified flying object. It doesn't mean it's from outer space. Who knows what it is? I guarantee you some things I've seen are just military. But when you have, like the Hudson Valley sightings that happened in the 80s, this one guy said, he's either telling the truth or he's lying. I said, well, this guy has common sense. Error. And he's like, when you think about it, he's right. This guy's in this control tower said, he goes, what this guy is saying, if what this guy is saying is true, looking straight up, he would have been able to identify 100% that it was one solid object as opposed to multiple planes. If it was the planes like he saw, like they claim, oh, it's Hoekstra pilots, and they were doing like 7 planes close together with lights, you know, and he goes, if that guy said this object was the height it said it was, he would have easily been able to tell it was 7 objects as opposed to 1 object. I don't believe, in my expert opinion, that anyone that saw this object, like they claim, from the height they claim, would have been able to identify anything as either one solid object or multiple objects. If it was multiple objects, like multiple planes, they'd have been easily been able to identify it. You know, so he's either lying or it's basically he was lying. Because if he wasn't lying, then he saw one solid craft. If he was lying that it was a solid craft, you know, then he would have seen multiple objects. So you would have 100%, the guy said, in these instances, been able to have told, yes, it was multiple objects. You would, I could discern it was multiple objects, and I was in a control tower, and these things were way far away. A lot farther away than this guy claims they were when this object was above his house. When this guy said that he saw this object above his house, he would have been, I can tell they were multiple planes, and this object, these planes were way far away from me, a lot farther away than this guy said this object was. It was hovering over his house. But then you have someone like James McGahee that, well, he's not an expert observer, you know. Like James McGahee's been to some, you know, Embry-Riddle observation school, you know. He's just one of those disinformation agents that says, sure, to put doubt in your mind, because, you know, he hasn't got a PhD in how to look at stuff in the sky, you know. Really? He tries to make it so that, well, hey, I'm an expert, so you have to believe what I say, you know. When I say that, who knows, you know, that if he doesn't have a degree or is not an expert in viewing stuff in the sky, well, then how can you trust what they're saying they saw? But then you have all these experts that are saying, you know, I can tell you right now, you don't have to be an expert observer to have been able to tell whether this is one small object or multiple objects. And like this one lady said, she was, when I looked up in the sky, I couldn't see the stars. I looked way over here and way over here, I could see stars. Over me, I couldn't see anything. So what you're doing is you're seeing like five planes and you're seeing dots and you're just connecting the dots and nah. You know, it's just like the tobacco industry is, you know. They try to get someone to say anything ridiculous so that, well, no matter what, if this guy says that they don't have a degree and they're not an expert at observing, then they, who knows what they saw. I mean, when I saw Unsolved Mysteries, I never really went to, oh, I saw a UFO. Oh, mom, quick. Oh, you know, like, I saw a ghost. No, we were out in Battleground, and we saw those two people walking through the yard that looked like Little House on the Prairie, you know, and the guy had a gun, and then when you still should have been able to see him clear as day, he just vanished. We never ran in, and went into, like, Unsolved Mysteries. I'm like, wait a minute. I almost guarantee it's a ghost that I saw. You know? It made sense to me because I guess I'm one of those people, like a lot of people claim, that I never really believed in UFOs or extraterrestrials or ghosts. It's just things that when I saw Unsolved Mysteries, I'm like, that kind of explains what I saw, or one explanation, because it did something that I believe is impossible. Because there was a guy that went to, he was in the Bermuda Triangle and he was flying his plane and he said he got into some, like, vortex, and when he's made the trip, like, 12, 13 times, he made it in a half an hour faster than normal, and he had, like, a ton of fuel left, and it's like, wow. And you know, well, could it have been this? And I liked, they used to do, I don't know if it's still the UFO files, where they get, like, they try to do explanations and stuff, because there's one where they had this, it was like a ghost thing, and the ghost went, and these things went back and forth, and they found out that when they put a fan in between them, they could get the swings to go back and forth, and that's what caused it. And they try to explain, and that's the type of person I am. I try to look at, okay, well, can this be naturally explained? And then once you rule out that, okay, there's no windows, there's nothing in this, there's no wind, there's nothing, this is a closed room, how does the door slam shut when there's no possible way, there's no windows, there's no vents, there's no doors, nothing that would make this door close on its own like it did. There's a lot of those, they've been able to say, okay, well, look at this image, and when they try to replicate from the exact same room with the same camera and everything, they're able to duplicate what they saw because it was this, this, and it's, and that's what I think, you need to look at everything from a skeptical perspective and say, okay, well, yeah, I did see something in the sky, but what could it be? I mean, it could be anything. Not saying that there's no such thing as life on our other planets, or there's, I mean, why would someone come out and say, yeah, I've known that the military's known for years that there's a base on the one side of the moon. You know, they did a last thing I talk about before the show goes is they released some photos from Mars, and they didn't tell people, and they said, they had this group of people, and they said, well, what do you think made this product? What do you think made these? And they showed these images, like, who made them and where were they from? And, you know, oh, it's like the Sahara Desert. It's, you know, it's like Area 51 or whatever, you know. No one said that was on Mars. No one ever said, well, that's a freak of nature. That's, nature did that. But every one of these images had to have been a freak of nature because we don't have, we're the only life that exists. There is no life outside our planet. It's, and then they're like, well, that's from Mars. And scientists have said it's a billion to one odds that this is a freak of nature that, you know. So it's just one of those things. It's just ultimately fascinating to look at stuff. And I always go look from a skeptical perspective and just kind of say, hey, you know, can it be explained what I saw? And if not, oh, well. Well, I'm out of here, guys. Thank you so much for the show. Bye-bye.